boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
If you're driving around near like the Nubo area today, and then you kept driving, I don't know where you're going, maybe home, maybe to work, maybe shopping, who knows? But if you felt like Z102.9 was stalking you, we were in fact doing that.
I was coerced.
Here's the thing. There was a I Wish I Knew Cars. It was like a white, I don't know, SUV
of sort
in front of us. And this was it was the roundabout in the Nubo area, kind of like on the side of Parlor City.
Yes.
And they said, Taylor, what does that car in front of us is like a bumper sticker say? It says,
tell your cat I said, pss, 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 which I can appreciate. And I will tell my cats pss, 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 on your behalf.
I'm like, we got to tell them about Those Girls in the Afternoon. First ever catwalk.
Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding. I had to child lock her door because we were putting posters up around town to get as many people to come to our catwalk as possible. And she's like, do I get out and hand it to them?
I'm
like, if that happened to me, I would be terrified.
I thought about at every stop light that we were at, I'm like, okay, we're going to be here for a split second. Mm-hmm. I'll get out. Mm-hmm. I'll run to their driver's side, knock on the window. Hey, here's a flyer. But then I imagine if I was a girl, that
you'd
would
be
scare
creeped
the crap
out
of me. Don't do that.
Then you're like, God, I hope they turn into like a business or something. And then that's like at least a little less awkward.
Mm-hmm.
So we're driving again, getting closer and closer to the station. They make a right turn. And I say, how creepy do you want me to be right now?
I said creepy.
So, yes.
You
made me follow a person. And then we're like in a neighborhood. And I'm like, Destiny, I think they're just trying to go home. I do not want a warrant out for my arrest today, please.
And okay, that's where I draw the line. I'm not gonna stop you when you pull into your driveway and be like, hey, have you heard about Those Girls in the Afternoon? First ever catwalk? That's where
too
I actually
much.
Finally draw the line when it comes to being creepy.
So let us inform you now, if you're out there listening, you poor person. I'm sorry on our behalf. But we would love if you are a cat lover to come to our first ever catwalk at McGrath Amphitheater on Sunday, September 28th.
Yeah, it's at 1:00. And if you've got a cat, you could bring them by stroller, carrier, leash, backpack, however you want to securely have them there for the big day. Otherwise, if you don't have a cat or maybe your cat's a little spicy, has an attitude, we totally get that. We still want to hang out with you. We would love for you to be a part of our first ever catwalk. So you can still stop by and say hi.
We have an event on Facebook on the Z102.9 page. If you're coming, let us know.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
Drop a pic of your cat that you plan on bringing or your cat that you're like, there's no way this guy's getting out of the house.
But I'm still coming.
We want to hear from you, so go check it out on Facebook. It is Those Girls in the Afternoon's first ever catwalk.
Again, Sunday, September 28th at 1:00 at McGrath Amphitheater. We'll see you there.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Are you counting down the days for Taylor Swift's new album to come out?
Yeah, of course I am.
I feel like it is, there's no more than ever a couple days that we don't hear something about this new era that she's going to be entering, the life of a showgirl. And most recently, it's not going to come out until October 3rd, so we're officially less than a month away.
Oh, thank God.
But, I mean, there's people who stay up and wait for the album to drop and we'll stream it or do, like, watch parties or watch it on live or whatever. This album's going to be a little bit different. Almost like we're back in the 90s or early 2000s because 500 Target stores are going to stay open until midnight so fans can come pick up the CDs in person.
Tell me it's ours.
I did look.
Please.
So in our area, we have...
It's going to be Des Moines.
No. Cedar Rapids North
Nuh-uh.
is on the list. And Coralville is on the list.
Oh, yay!
So
you going with me? She's like, nah, obviously.
I'm like, God, that's past my bedtime. But, I mean, like, if you're really into all of her different versions of the album, they'll obviously have...
I wonder if I can convince Neighbor Man. He will be so mad.
Maybe. They're going to have the standard album. They're also going to have three exclusive Target
versions.
How
are we not going to kill people?
Well, that's what I'm like...
I imagine back in the... See, when I started Black Friday shopping, it wasn't like what they say it was, you know, where people would, like, tackle and trample people. It wasn't like that when I started doing Black Friday. So
it was calm?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I want to know, will it be like back in the Black Friday days where we trample over?
That's what I'm wondering. Because at first when
I will trample. No, I'm just kidding.
This came out, people were like, okay, they're going to close at their normal 10 or 11, whatever their normal store closing time is. And then people are going to wait outside. No, they are just going to stay open.
That's good.
So
for safety reasons.
Is there going to be a line through the store? Are people camping out? Like,
you know what they should do?
What?
Hide them.
And leave Easter eggs?
They should have, yes. They should have secret shoppers, people who are dressed in like, people like employees that are dressed in normal clothes and hide them throughout the store. And your goal is to just find them. Hello, Target, hire me because I'm freaking genius. Man.
I think that sounds like a liability and
why?
You do not want that to be your idea.
Why?
People ripping the store apart to find them?
You know what? Never mind. Take my idea back. I do not want to get sued.
Wise.
It's those girls in the afternoon and trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I do be fearing that you're going to want to, I don't know, beat the crap out of my boyfriend.
I mean, respectfully, why do I care? You know what I mean? Like, we're acquaintances, right?
She's like, I like him. He's brought me food before.
Yeah, it's appreciated.
That will always get to Taylor's heart.
Mutual respect, I thought.
He did both of us dirty.
Oh.
Both of us.
Okay.
You know how I love Built Bars?
Yes.
They're like high in protein, not too bad in calories, and I freaking love them because I'm on like a calorie deficit. So it's like something that I can have. It's a nice sweet treat. And then I've gotten you on it.
Yeah, because I'm
addicted now.
Well, yeah, I love me a sweet treat. Mm-hmm. And if there's a healthier option that I can snack on in the middle of the show, I'm totally down for it to get me to dinner.
So you have been snacking on them for a couple weeks now. And I told you that they have some new flavors out, but they're like sour. So we've got sour peach and there's like blue raspberry and green apple.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to taste test the peach one without you, and that was rude. That was disrespectful. I'll admit that. But last night, Neighbor Man told me he got to try the other two and didn't even think to bring them home. And here's where I got mad. I said, that's my snack. I like them. And he goes, well, you like them too. And I go, no, I like them more. I'm the one who eats them every single day. You eat them like here and there. I'm the one who likes them more. I'm the one who got Taylor onto them. We're the ones who are on the hunt for them. What do you mean you tried them yesterday and you didn't even think to bring me a nibble home? I'm so mad.
I literally am watching your forehead turn red.
I'm not kidding. Do you see the vein? Is it coming out?
She's mad. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, oh man, that would have been nice to, because you can't find them anywhere yet. They're like online, but they're just not, at least to my knowledge, I haven't found them anywhere yet. I understand why he wouldn't share with me, though.
Oh, I thought you meant me.
Well, or you, I guess, because they're kind of pricey. I'm like, if you would give me a one corner, it'd probably be worth like $3.99.
I did it. I jogged at the gym.
She did it, and she texted me after. That's why I'm like, okay, I already knew this. But I did not ask any follow-up questions on how it went.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because normally we don't really tell each other a whole lot before the show because we like to keep things, I don't know,
as spicy,
spicy, authentic as we can. And I said, I can't hold this in. I really want to tell you that I jogged at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
You were like, oh, heck yeah.
Yeah. Because you've been wanting to for a long time.
It really comes down to Those Girls Sweat Squad, which is a private group that we created on Facebook. It's for anyone who's on any fitness journey.
Mm-hmm.
it's not just for the girly pops. Yes, no. It's called Those Girls, but it's for anybody. And you posted a vlog of you running.
Yeah, because I randomly was like, I don't know if I can. Like, I haven't ran in
a
while.
It's like riding a bike. We haven't done it in forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So one night after work, actually, I was just like, I'm going to try to go for a run. I'm going to film it for my own humiliation. And it ended up being fine.
I know. And I was so inspired by your video. And then there's a girl named Joni who constantly, every single day, is posting her fitness journey.
Oh, she's legit. She is a committed runner.
100%. She's always posting, this is how far I did. This is what I did. She's doing marathons, mm-hmm. like in 5Ks or whatever. And she's also inspired me as well. And I even told her, I'm like, hey, like you make me want to run. Mm-hmm. I want to try this. So I only had about 30 minutes for the gym today. I lollydoodled around. Let's just be completely honest with each other. And I didn't want to skip the gym. So I was like, you know what? I feel like it's not enough time for chest and triceps. So why don't I finally do what I want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Here's where I felt like it's just the universe was aligning and just go with me on this, okay? I only had 30 minutes. My Aura Ring gave me an alert today. It was like, your cardiovascular age is in.
Oh, my God.
And it told me that my cardiovascular age is spot on to my actual age, but if I wanted to make it better, I should probably do more cardio. I was like, that's another sign. And then another sign is when I got to the gym, there was only one car there. I was like, oh, my God. I'm not going to be embarrassed.
Yeah, and the machines are open.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so all of it was aligning. And so I did vlog it a little bit. I'm going to wait because I kind of want to just, I want it to be like over the journey of me actually running.
A documentary, if you will.
A documentary of me actually running because the pace or speed I did was only 4.4 and that's jogging. Running would be a lot more higher. So
I'm like, that sounds fast to me. I don't know.
But Lynn, I wanted to tell you about it. So when I first started, I guess I jogged, then walked some, then jogged and walked some. And I did a whole mile.
Still counts.
Thank you. When I first started jogging, I don't know how to explain it. So there's that mind block that I have because I had ACL reconstruction surgery literally when we started the show 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have this fear my knee's going to give out. It's not. The doctors have okayed me. Everybody says I'm fine. But when I was running, I feel like I'm, I don't know how to explain it. I feel like I'm not like, I don't, closing my knees quite right like I should be. When I run, I feel like maybe I'm running with my legs straight.
Oh, I gotta see this.
When I was running, I was like, I don't think I'm like, what do you call it? I'm not tucking in my knees like you should when you run. Do you know what I'm saying? They should come back almost,
yeah.
Not hitting your butt, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm straight leg running.
I mean, it's possible. I guess I don't know.
Because I'm so afraid of my knee.
Well, I mean, you got to start somewhere. I will say, though, even not having...
I look like a doofus. It's okay.
That is something I was very self-conscious about, and even if I
straight
continue to run. No, but like my running form.
No,
you know what I mean?
Bad.
I feel like I look like I'm prancing. I don't know.
I look like a deer.
So I think it's like you're not alone. Everybody feels a little weird about their running form. I don't know about that. You got like a peg leg or something.
It's time for a Taylor window update with Those Girls on the Afternoon on Z102.9.
Not much.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not going to lie. Boring. I don't know. What do you want me to say? Sometimes I have a lot.
Yeah.
So other days, I have nothing. In the wise words of one Whitney Houston.
What did she say? What did Whitney?
I have nothing.
Oh, I have nothing. Nothing.
You have to do the last. Finish it out now.
Don't make me do it. I don't want to disrespect
okay,
her.
Okay, well, that's the end
that's
of the segment today.
That was it?
Would you like to sing more Whitney Houston? Nope.
To hopefully not lose any listeners, I will... Not.
That's why let's quit while we're ahead. It's been real, it's been fun, and it's been dumb.
I've secured a guest for our show, and I haven't told you yet, Taylor.
Well, I mean, it's not the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Actually, it all comes from your idea from what I was telling you yesterday. So if you missed the show, let's kind of, I don't know, rewind a little bit. I was telling you that I had a dream where I was walking and I walked up to somebody that we actually had on our previous podcast. We were a podcast before we were even a show. It was called Girl, Can We Chat Quick?
Mm-hmm. We were just two little weekend DJs.
Uh-huh. And there was a girl named Anna that we brought on, and she did a tarot card reading for the both of us.
Yes.
She was in my dream.
Which is crazy because this, we're talking like 4 years ago.
Yes. Yeah. And she was in my dream, and she was like, I'm in your dream to tell you something. She specifically said that. She was like, I need to tell you, there are two coworkers of yours that are out for you.
Strange.
And I was like, what do you mean? Like, and she told me which coworkers. And then I said, what do you mean they're out for me? And then she, the way that she, what she did is she kind of, I don't know, with her body language, hinted towards stabbing.
What the heck?
And then I saw blood. And then she poofed, went away. And I was like, okay, am I going to die? Are they going to kill me? What's happening? Are they out for blood? Like, what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
And then you were like, well, why don't we?
Well, you looked at me like I was going to know what that meant. I'm like, I don't know.
You're smarter.
I'll confirm right now. I'm not coming after you.
Don't worry. It wasn't her in the dream. So then you were like, well, wait a minute. Why don't we bring Anna back?
That feels like such a random sign to me that you would dream about her 4 years later.
Right?
That I was like, well, you should ask the source. I mean, so, she doesn't know what you're talking about because we're talking about a dream right now, but.
She's going to come back on our show. She said we could do a dream interpretation too.
Nice.
Maybe do a tarot card reading as well. I don't know what we're going to do, but she's going to come in here. And definitely we need to talk about this dream. Why was she in my dream? Is this a sign? Was it just a coinkidink? Am I in her dreams? I would like to know that.
Whoa.
What?
That actually, did you swap dreams?
Well, was I in hers? I would like to know.
You might be the first person she reads that's ever asked, was I in your dreams? After you had a weird dream 4 years after we had Anna come on our old podcast, Girl, Can We Chat Quick? You had a dream about her almost giving you a message. You have confirmed that she will be coming to join us.
Yeah.
To, like, figure out what that dream meant. Mm-hmm. And then, who knows? Maybe another tarot card reading. We don't know. We're going to see what it brings.
Oh, yeah. Whatever she thinks we need to do for
we'll
that
do
dream
it.
And whatever else she wants.
So, before we were a show, we had a podcast, Girl, Can We Chat Quick? And we had her on one of our podcast episodes in October of 2021.
Whoa.
So 4 years ago, because we were feeling spooky. We're like, tarot cards, Halloween, love it. So I went back, and you know how difficult it is to go like look at yourself even a month ago. Just think 4 years ago. We've changed so much. I watched and listened to our tarot card readings and wanted to see how we thought about it with hindsight. So I'm going to start with mine selfishly. My reading ended up being like a past, present, future thing because okay. She pulled three cards. So my past card was justice, which she said meant something about decisions and karma, that the choices you make affecting your life, the choices that you make are affecting your life and those around you. How I interpreted that at the time was that not long before then, I had chose to leave my previous job.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was really unhappy. And it was a risk because I was technically unemployed. I didn't have a full-time job for about 6 months. And then I got hired here at Z102.9. full-time after that. So that's how I interpreted that. I still feel like that reigns true. I don't know. Mm-hmm. This is a long time ago. My present was Two of Swords, which she said meant blocked vision or stalemate, that there was being an answer blocked or being blocked from settling in with me. I didn't want to face the truth that the light would reveal.
Do you know what that was?
Well, at the time, she's like, well, it doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing. It could be that like you made that risky choice to leave your old job and you're just settling in. Stalemate can also just mean like you're settled. Now, in hindsight, I had to figure out, like, where was I at in my life in October 2021? I was dating a trash dude. That, like, to be quite honest, that was putting in no effort at all, and I didn't see that at that point yet. That's probably what the light I wasn't seeing yet.
Uh-huh. You had so, blurred vision.
Yeah. Hindsight was like, I think that's probably what it was, if there was anything I wasn't wanting to see. And then my future was Nine of Swords, which is the one that she said, wow, that's a dark card for future. So let's really figure out if this came true for me. She said dark visions and anguish, an extremely dark card that reveals the deepest shadows within the self. Insomnia, worries, guilt, despair, even depression. And that I should turn to others for joy. That your life was good at that time, but don't sleep on it because it could switch at any moment. And in the episode, I'm like, my God, I don't even know what that could be. I mean, looking back, I can't say that I had anything like super crazy happen. That guy I dated, we broke up. Spoiler alert: it's not the current boyfriend. And that was like that, like maybe threw me into a little bit of a spiral. And I also was like in between not living on my own and living with my sister. So that.
Well, then didn't you go through a party girl phase a little bit after?
Well, yes. Which sometimes party girl phase looks like fun, not so fun.
But you're kind of depressed, let's be honest.
So that's probably what that was in hindsight. So I would say it kind of all remained true for me.
And the insomnia part is still
my God, I wish that I could get over that. We're going to be bringing back Anna onto our show because Destiny had a really strange dream about her 4 years after she was on our podcast, before we were Those Girls in the Afternoon. She did like a tarot card reading for us 4 years ago in October of 2021. And you sparked my memory, so I'm like, I want to go back and listen to it and see, does it hold true to this day? Did anything come true? Do we think about anything differently? So I went through mine, and I feel like I've changed as a person in 4 years. Of course, everybody does.
Oh, I have.
Oh, my God.
Really?
I honestly think you should go back and listen to it yourself because it was honestly shocking. but I took notes on...
Okay, I'm excited.
...your reading.
And so...
If you don't remember, she does a 3-card pull, so there's a couple different meanings it could be, but you guys decided yours was a mind, body, spirit reading. So the first card you pulled, which was your mind, was 3 of Cups reversed. So she was saying that your cup is empty. Mm-hmm. That things aren't going well, and you interpreted this at the time. You said that you felt like your friend circle was especially small, especially coming out of the pandemic, and that you were really yearning for like a best friend type person because your boyfriend at the time, you were not engaged. Your boyfriend back then, your ex now, he was like your only best friend. And you made a comment that you're like, I need somebody to vent about my boyfriend with because I can't talk trash straight to him.
Can I just be blunt?
Uh-huh.
That is true. However, I do also think that card meant more than what I was willing to actually talk about.
Right.
That relationship was bad for a long period of time, more than I will ever probably admit to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think that card was also talking about how I felt empty in the relationship.
Yes. That's what I was thinking. Didn't want to be the one to say it. Okay. You're going to love this. So your second card, that was your mind. This was your body. And this is when you freaked out because you got the devil. You got the devil card for your body.
I still am the devil, geez.
So she was saying it wasn't a bad card. It was a warning, though, because a lot of time the devil has to do with addiction or negativity and to free yourself.
Okay. What did I say? Because I have a feeling I know what it is.
You said, I mean, as she's talking, you slightly interrupted her and you said, if you're telling me I need to stop eating junk food, that's probably it.
No.
That's how you interpreted it. And then She went on to explain it more, that it could be a toxic relationship with junk food. It could be with a person. It could be with a substance, whatever. And you were convinced that it was pop, of all things, that you were drinking a lot of pop at the time and tried to give it up and you couldn't do it.
Yes, that would have, that is true during the time, but I also wasn't. Okay, when we did the podcast, Girl, Can We Chat Quick? It was still new and I still had, yes, I was vulnerable, but I had a problem with still being open and honest about a lot of things. Compared to this show now, I'll be honest
there's
about a lot.
There's nothing off the table.
Now, there ain't no filters now. I will admit that that is true. However, I again will say there was more to that card than what I would have admitted back then. I will say the addiction problem would be that I was addicted to a toxic relationship. Mm. Also, something that I would get in a lot of trouble in that relationship with is that and I would work too much.
Ah, you had a work addiction.
I have a work addiction. And I still do. I'm trying really hard to make sure that when I'm at home, I'm not working.
Mm-hmm.
And that when I'm on vacation, that's why I deleted my email.
Yes.
Remember that I am not on the clock. Mm-hmm. I have a slight bit of a work addiction.
Yes.
It's still
okay, interesting. So then,
I'm going to be more honest this time if she does a tarot card reading.
I mean, that's what, that was maybe your truth at the time. You didn't know. Your last one was Ace of Swords reversed. And she said that card is about truth and mental clarity. But because it was reversed, that means you were like not having clarity about something. And I could not really read this one because I don't really remember what you maybe said more off of the mic. But you were struggling with a relationship that you couldn't tell if it was negative or if it was benefiting you. And that's where you were like fuzzy in the brain.
Oh, I probably was talking about my actual relationship at the time. And I just didn't want to say what it was.
Maybe. And that's the one that you said that you didn't have clarity. And then I think she said something along the lines of, if you're not sure if it's benefiting you or hurting you, it's probably hurting you.
Why didn't I listen to her?
I don't know. Then you went and got engaged and I don't know. It was all sorts of a mess.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I have another fun TikTok trend that you can hop on if you want. It's the unfortunately I do love trend. I'm seeing a lot of girlies doing this.
I love Nickelback. There you go.
Oh my God.
Is that what it is?
Basically, it's I've seen a lot of girlies doing it, to be fair, but it's for anybody. And you just post pictures of yourself with the phrase that says, unfortunately, I do love, and then list out things that maybe aren't like the highlights of your personality or things that maybe you're a little embarrassed of. Like, unfortunately, I do love ordering DoorDash 3 times a day or something like that, where you're like, maybe I wouldn't advertise this, but unfortunately, I do love it. So I did it for both of us.
You put Nickelback on my list.
I didn't, but we'll count that because it counts.
And that's what I thought.
I'll do me first. Unfortunately, I do love saying swear words.
You put that on mine too, right?
No, I didn't.
I think I swear more than you do.
I think
do.
You do too, but I do love a little cuss.
I'm one of those people that put it in places that it doesn't belong.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I do love going to Target for nothing and leaving with 8 bags.
Mm-hmm, that's you.
I love thinking that I must try every coffee beverage from every coffee chain. I love hyperfixating on old music. Right now, I'm in a Timbaland.
Okay, that is new that I did not know about you.
It's especially at the gym. I will find like one artist that maybe like was hot.
Okay,
10
when
years
you
ago.
Said old, I thought you were like talking like 80s.
No,
you know?
I mean like early stuff that I grew up on, early 2000s. I went through like the Katy Perry Teenage Dream album for a while. I don't know. I like to do that. Unfortunately, I also love self tanning, even if my hands look crazy.
They never do.
I haven't self-tanned recently. That's why. Oh. You'll know when the time comes. And most importantly, unfortunately, I love turning down plans to do nothing.
She does, I hate it so much.
I can't help it. I have nothing going on, but I love turning down plans.
Mm, she's always sick.
Yeah, that's true. and then I made some for you, even though you've already mentioned a couple. Destiny, unfortunately, loves saying long story short and then telling a ridiculously long story after that.
She's not wrong. I'll keep you for a good 20 minutes.
It's never short. Don't believe her. It's the biggest lie. Destiny, unfortunately, loves talking about her bodily functions and whatever's going on with her body. Destiny unfortunately loves an obscene amount of salt on her popcorn.
I do, and you don't.
Oh, it's like, I like salty. It's like gross.
I know, salt. I brought some in for her one time, and she was like,
Yikes.
It's a good thing I can't have it right now.
My tongue is still burnt. She unfortunately loves starting a group text for everything.
Even though I hate texting, but I do.
You do.
I hate texting, but I will start a group chat for everything. I'm like, oh, you like Dancing with the Stars? Group chat. Oh, we have this song that we like together? Group chat for that.
It's not an exaggeration. And lastly, Destiny unfortunately loves calling people from the other side of the building to then make them walk to her. Yeah. Daily, I should mention, every day.
I'll be like, Taylor, are you in? I need you to come to the other side of the building. And I even do it to Spencer. We're literally right next door. Our offices are right next door. And I'm like, Spencer, I need you to come to my office.
Nope, and it will never change. Ever, 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 ever.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I just think it's so funny how much we are besties that we'll say something to each other and we don't even question it. For instance, I texted you today before you even got to the building. And I said, please see me when you get in and bring a knife. But bring the good knife is what I said. Then you walked into my office. You handed me the good knife. You asked zero questions in person, zero questions in text. Why didn't you ask questions?
Well, because I first saw it, I had pulled into the station, parked, checked my phone, and I'm like, okay, a normal person would think that's weird or concerning. I'm not really concerned. If you were going to do something crazy around this building, you would have done it already. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right.
So I figured you had, well, can I tell you what my hope was?
Okay, go on.
Actually, I for a moment was like, oh my God, she brought cake. And she's going to cut a piece off. Or
with
she brought
a little crappy knife? That's
I don't
good.
Know. She brought a snack that she wants to cut in half to share with me. That was not the case, unfortunately. Or I thought maybe we were going to carve pumpkins.
I really I hate to disappoint you. Did you know what I used that knife for?
Your apple.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, I am disappointed. So just know next time when you ask me something weird that I, in my brain.
You start coming up with great ideas.
I kind of am like, wow, she's going to do something special for me.
See, it's funny you went that route. I'm thinking she thinks I'm going to murder one of my coworkers or something. I'm doing something very evil with a knife because I specifically asked for the good knife in the kitchen.
Well, I don't. I mean, I hope that's not the case.
No, you're just open for cake.
A cake or a pumpkin carving, please, next time.
If you haven't heard, Sunday, September 28th, 1 o'clock, mark it on your calendar. Why? Well, if you love cats, you got a cat. Or, I don't know, you happen to love those two fools in the afternoon called Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Mm-hmm. This is your chance to be part of something we've never done before.
History.
Those Girls Catwalk, which we're so excited to be having on Sunday, September 28th, 1 o'clock. That's when we're going to meet at McGrath Amphitheater, okay? Because they have a really nice path loop that if you have a cat that's, like, not super into it, you can walk it once. If you have a cat that goes on walks for fun, I know you're out there because I saw somebody with a stroller at the Cedar Rapids Farmers Market last weekend. And that
you
cat,
better be there.
That cat was well-behaved. I mean, four times around that is about a mile. You can stick around as long or as little as you want. But we want to get as many people together to walk our cats, whether you have a cat or you just want to be there to support.
Absolutely. It's going to be so much fun, and we would love to see you there. So if you want to let us know you're going to be stopping by, you can head to Facebook. We already know you're going to be stalking your ex or aunt, whoever, later tonight anyway. So you might as well find our event. It's called Those Girls Catwalk, and let us know that you're going to be coming on Sunday, September 28th at 1 o'clock at McGrath Amphitheater. But there's a lot to know about the day. Obviously, we're going to bring our cats.
Yeah.
We're going to be there. We're also going to be taking donations, kind of a head start for Stuff the Wagon. You've heard us do it the last 2 years now. This will be going on our third year.
Yeah.
Where we ask for food or supplies for Cedar Valley Humane Society for our Furry Friends this holiday season. But we want to get a jump start on that.
Yeah.
At Those Girls Catwalk.
So, yeah, it's free. But if you're able to make that free will donation, that'd be amazing. It does sound like Cedar Valley Humane Society is going to make an appearance. So maybe you're in the market for adopting a cat. You might be able to talk to them and learn about who they've got available to adopt.
I think we're going to need to make sure I don't go over to them.
Well, yes. Maybe there's somebody else that doesn't have a cat yet that wants one.
That's
you got
me?
Two. Oh, and Fat Mochi counts as four.
I need to get my hands on a mini fridge, a microwave, and an air fryer.
For your home?
Nope. And not for anybody else's home. So what am I up to? It's not just me. I've also, you know, squirmed my little way into convincing Spencer from 1600 ESPN to be in on it too. I asked him if we could make a little mini kitchen in our back part of the building. Because here's the dealio. Where Spencer and I's office is, we're on the... We're his office and my office is on the complete opposite opposite side of the building of everybody else's. It's almost like people hate us. Now that I think about it just now,
You just chose to move back there. So
I did. But where everybody else is on the other side of the building. We're next to the studios.
Yeah, but like where I'm at, I'm very close
to right across
the break room kitchen area.
Yeah. So it would take you 5 seconds to walk to the kitchen, make your lunch, obviously however long your lunch takes, and be done. And me, it's like a whole freaking...
Okay, let's not be crazy. It's not like a 5-minute jaunt.
It feels like
this is not that big of a building.
It feels like it, dude. But then you have to walk past everybody's office, and you're just trying to make your lunch, or you're just trying to like grab your little snackaroo from the kitchen, and then you get stuck talking to everybody when you're like, I just needed to grab a snack, and I need to get back to work. So I said something to Spencer. I'm like, what if we get a microwave, a mini fridge, and we bring it back here. And then we have our own little kitchen, and we can make things quickly and then get back to work. We got a lot on our plates. We can't really get bothered too much. Well, also, my biggest problem is I see somebody and then I want to talk their ears off.
Right.
So the least amount of people I could see, the better for my thing. You hear about this and you're like, all right, add the air fryer we've been wanting to this.
I have been saying we need an air fryer here. Cause like
we do.
If you bring a chicken nuggy, you better be fine with a soggy microwaved chicken nuggy. And sometimes that's okay. But sometimes you just want a crispy air fried chicken nuggy. That I feel like if you guys are going to have a whole kitchen set up and you're fine with stanking up your office with whatever you microwave, then you might as well add the air fryer. Then how crazy do you want me to get?
Where are
we you brought an espresso machine.
We're going to do a whole coffee bar back there,
well,
too?
I'm like, you might as well open up a coffee shop.
Well, then at that point, let's you know, do a cotton candy machine.
Popcorn.
Well, my braces can't handle it, but you guys
can. Other people can.
It's not always about you.
I'm saying, if you're going to be open for business, you might as well serve it all.
What I really want and what I've always wanted this building to have is a vending machine. I will personally buy it so that I can profit off of it. What?
Oh, because you want to buy it so you would get the money out of it.
And I'm going to supply it, and then I'm going to take you guys for your money. I'm going to make it
$5. I don't know if I trust
pop.
Your snack choices for
what?
To pick what's in there.
I'm going to put good stuff in there. Candy.
Like?
And soda. And chips. Just be cold chips because I got to fit it all in there.
Oh.
It's all in one vending machine.
A little chili chip. That's fine.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
First dates can be awkward. And sometimes they ask questions they probably shouldn't have.
Are you speaking from experience?
Okay, I am a firm believer that you should ask, do you want to have kids and when do you want to get married right away? Don't waste your time. I do not think that's an inappropriate question.
Okay.
Call me crazy.
No, to each their own.
Someone's going to text that, though. They're going to be like,
that's
crazy.
A bit much.
Come on now. We were just getting coffee. Well, 10% of women say that a guy has asked them this question on a date. What is it?
I'm scared a little bit.
Oh, I am.
You can text.
I feel like we're not going to be able to read some of them, to be quite honest with
Perhaps.
You.
Perhaps.
They might be. Censor it for radio, please, to the best of your ability.
Yes. Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Because we'd be asked some redonkulous things.
Mm-hmm. I'm just, like, having more flashbacks, I think. Like, some of the most out-of-pocket things people have ever asked.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. 10% of women say that a guy have asked them this question on a date. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Tonight's trivia question. 10% of women say that a guy has asked them this question on a date. What is it? Oh, man.
Oh, man. You can still
see. I'm seeing some.
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. So far, 35.59 said her weight. Well, I have a lot of, like,
you just let him know.
Why?
Just next time that happens, feel free to tell us who it is. Those girls in the afternoon aren't afraid.
I'm like, I'll tell you how much this finger weighs.
Oh, my God, Taylor.
Come on now. What is, there is no reason. Unless I literally cannot think of a actual
reason. You want to know how much my finger weighs?
Unless you're at, like, I don't, like, an amusement park? I don't know.
No,
in what way,
cares?
In what planet would that ever be like, oh, by the way, how much do you weigh? Like, what? I'd be like, I'm sorry, I changed
my
mind.
We could Uno reverse, and you know what I mean when I say that.
Hmm.
What shoe size?
You got a tape.
But take it a different way.
Oh.
You get what I'm saying?
I got what you're saying.
Okay, well, you didn't have to give me. We could Uno reverse.
Yeah.
We wouldn't, though.
That's fine.
8429 said, if she'll make him breakfast in the morning.
I think I'd spit my food out and be like, actually, I was never here.
I think I would just be too honest and be like, no, seriously, I burn my eggs to the pan every time.
Hey, are you cool with, like, Pop-Tarts? I can do that. 1143 said, if they can meet their mom.
Hey, I'm here for that one.
That's a lot.
No, I guess I'm cool with.
No, yeah, you know what? It depends on the number of date, I guess. First date,
I'm always down
a bit
to meet the
much.
Family.
I don't
That's
know.
Me.
And I have nothing to say about that.
10% of women say that a guy has asked them this question on a date. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029, but you've got like...
almost messed
I
up.
Almost just started over.
Go on. Any moment.
Oh, yeah. We'll have the answer in like two songs.
She's really shocked by... some of the guesses you have sent in. I'm really just hoping none of these are.
I just am seriously like trying to play out a scenario in my brain where I'm on a date. The man looks at me and says, so how much do you weigh? I think I would laugh.
Oh, so you're a radio DJ? That's cool. How much do you weigh? Like, at what point does that actually make sense?
I don't think it ever does.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck in a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
For tonight's trivia question, 10% of women say that a guy has asked them this question on a date. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
10% of women said that a guy has asked them for... gas money on a date.
I wonder what the context is.
Hey, you made me drive all the way out here. Can you Venmo me $10? Like, I could imagine this. Like, the only thing I could maybe understand why, I'm not justifying it, I'm not saying it's okay, is like, especially in our area, if you're trying to find someone, you kind of have to drive a little bit of a ways.
Yeah.
So, like, I would be going on dates to Iowa City. I went all the way to Cedar Falls for one when I was dating.
Mm-hmm.
So I could be like, but I drove, but I could see them being like, hey, I had to drive all the way here. Can you Venmo me $10 for gas or whatever? I wouldn't have.
I get the sentiment.
You chose to drive.
Right. It's like, okay, maybe whoever didn't have to drive, like, picks up
the tab
like or the that. Drinks or the dessert or whatever. I get it. Because gas is expensive, but I don't know how. What would I do if somebody's like, can you Venmo?
I wouldn't.
$10 for
you
this
date?
You know
what my excuse is? I don't got Venmo. That is why I still don't have Venmo.
No, it's not, because you are in a committed relationship, so stop lying to everyone.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.